and everything I need is in you. Everything I need, say Christ is enough for me. Christ, He is enough for me. And everything I need is in you. Everything I need, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back. Christ is enough for me, say yeah, oh, enough, and I know Christ is enough for me. Oh, 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 and everything I need is in you. Everything I need.
Praise the Lord. Is He enough for you this morning? Amen. All you need is Christ this morning. Amen. He'll bring you through. God bless you. Will you turn to Proverbs 31 with me? Amen. We like to wish all the mothers a happy Mother's Day. Amen. God bless you for raising your children in the way they should go. Praise the Lord. We'll start at verse 10. Says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She would do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool, flax, worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth the field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth the vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold a distaff. She stretched out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reached forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Almighty God, Father, we are indeed, Lord, blessed, Lord God, with precious mothers, Lord. The mothers of this church, Lord God, what a blessing they are. And we're so grateful, Lord God. We stand this day because of mother, the fifth gospel, Lord Jesus. And we're so grateful for each one of them this morning. And we pray, oh God, that you'll shower them with your blessings and your love. Father, that you'll grant their heart's desires, Lord. Lord, those, Lord, that have children that are out in the world, Lord God, we pray, oh God, you know the desires of their hearts, Lord. The prophet of God said over in that land, mother wouldn't be satisfied without her children. Lord, the will would not be broken in that land. And we trust, Lord God, that each one will come in, as our pastor said, one by one, day by day, Lord God, they'll come. So, Father God, we ask your blessings upon our mothers. And, Father, we pray for this service just now, Lord God, as we welcome you to the service. You are enough for each one of us, Lord. So we ask that you would come in your own special way and deal with each and every heart, Lord. Father, anoint our pastor this morning as he prepares to bring your word. Lord, anoint this congregation. The prophet of God said when a man comes out under the anointing, Lord, unto a people that's under the anointing, we're bound to hear from heaven. Lord, omnipotence, speak amongst us, Lord. Come have your way. Lord, continue to bless and anoint the musicians, Lord. Use them for your service. We'll be careful to give you the praise, the honor, and glory. It's in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's give our God another hand clap of praise.
I surrender all.
surrender all. Oh, I surrender all to you, Jesus. I surrender all to thee.
Come on, will you sing that just one more time with me? Come on, I surrender all. Oh, I surrender all. Oh, I surrender all. Oh, all to thee. Surrender all. I surrender all to you, Lord. Hallelujah. All that I am, all that I will be, I surrender all. I surrender. Surrender.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Before me, he goes before me. Come on, defender behind me, defender behind me. Oh, hallelujah! I won't fear, I won't fear. I'm filled with anointing. I'm filled with anointing. Aren't you glad your cup's overflowing this morning? My cup's overflowing. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Hallelujah.
No weapon can harm me.
God hasn't given us the spirit of fear. I won't fear.
I won't fear. Come on, sing hallelujah. I am not alone. Comfort. He always holds me close.
Come on. He always guides me.
He always guides me.
Come on, through mountains and valleys.
Through mountains and valleys.
His joy is refreshing.
His joy is refreshing.
Praise the Lord. Restores my soul. Come on. His mercy and goodness. Amen. It gives me assurance. me assured that I'll see His glory, and I'll see His glory. Oh, I like this. Face to face. Face to face. Oh, hallelujah. I am not alone. I am not alone. Oh, He's my comfort. Always holds me close. Come on, your spirit. In your peace, your spirit, my victory, your spirit. So I will walk. My victory, my victory. My victory, my victory, my victory, my victory, my victory. Sing hallelujah. I am not alone. Oh. My comfort always holds me close. Oh, sing hallelujah. I am not alone. Oh, He's my comfort. Always holds me close. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're not alone, saints. Amen. He promised to never leave you nor forsake you. He'll go with you each step of the way. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. I've got my... Let's go back where you were. Got my mind made up. And I won't turn back, because I want to see my Jesus someday. I've got my mind made up, and I won't turn back, because I want to see my Jesus someday. Come on, I got my mind made up, and I won't turn back, 'cause I want to see my Jesus someday. I've got my mind made up, and I won't
turn back, 'cause I want to see my Jesus.
Come on, goodbye world.
Goodbye world, I'll stay no longer with you. Goodbye pleasures of sin, stay no longer with you. I made up my mind to go God's way for the rest of my life. I made up my mind to go God's way.
Come on. I got my mind made up.
Mind made up. And I won't turn back, 'cause I won't see my Jesus someday. I've got my mind made up. And I won't.
Hallelujah. Goodbye world.
Goodbye world, I'll stay no longer with you. Goodbye pleasures of sin, I'll stay no longer with you. I made up my mind to go God's way for the rest of my life. I made up my mind to go God's way.
Come on, born again.
Well, born again. Thank God I'm born again. Oh, born again. Thank God I'm born again. Born of the water, spirit, and the blood. Thank God I'm born again. Born of the water, spirit, and the blood. Thank God I've got my mind made up. And I won't, 'cause I won't see my Jesus someday. I've got my mind made up, and I won't turn back, 'cause I won't.
Come on, I've got my mind made up.
Whoa. I've got my mind made up, and I won't turn back, 'cause I won't see my Jesus someday. I've got my mind made up, and I won't turn back, 'cause I won't see my Jesus.
Come on, one more time. Goodbye world.
Oh, goodbye world, I'll stay no longer with you. Goodbye pleasures of sin, I'll stay no longer with you. I made up my mind to go God's way for the rest of my life. I made up my mind to go God's way for the rest of my life. I've got my mind made up, and I won't turn back, 'cause I won't see my Jesus someday. I've got my mind made up, and I won't turn back, 'cause I want to see my Jesus someday.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. You may have your seats. Amen. We'd like to invite the Morales family to come this morning. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
God bless you all. It's a privilege and an honor for us to fellowship with you all here, and it's an honor to be able to worship here for the Lord.
Every sparrow that falls.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
He He made the mountains and the seas. He's in control of everything, of all creatures great and small. And he knows my name, every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry. And he knows my name when I'm overwhelmed by the pain. I can't see the light of day. I know I'll be just fine, 'cause he knows my name. I don't know what tomorrow may bring. I can't tell you what's in store. I don't know a lot of things. I don't have all the answers to the questions of life, but I know in who I believe, 'cause he knows my name, every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry. He knows my name when I'm overwhelmed by the pain. I can't see the light of day. I know I'll be just fine, 'cause he knows my
praise the Lord. Aren't you glad he knows your name? Amen. God bless you. Certainly do appreciate that special. You all did very, 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 very well. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Amen. I don't have any written requests, but we want to remember Sister Capers this morning. Amen. Continue to pray for Sister Waysom that everything go well with her feet. Sister Burrs, her recovery. Amen. It's good to see God giving victory to the mothers of the church. Praise the Lord. Amen. He can heal. He can keep also. Amen. I was just sitting here thinking we have seven mothers. Seven mothers. We got three generations of mothers in here, but seven mothers of the church. Just amazing that God would bless us like that.
Sister Cobb, Sister Brown, Sister Capers, Sister Mama, Sister Burrs, Sister Dixon, Sister Wason. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. So we want to remember our sisters this morning. We want to remember one another. Amen. It's good to have our guests in the house. God bless each and every one of you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister, can you give me the announcements? Praise the Lord. We have service Wednesday night at 7:30. We will continue to stream virtually on both Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, our handle is at Spirit and Truth T. On Facebook, it's SAT Tabernacle. Amen. We have a Brother's Prayer Tuesday night at 7:30. We want to continue to do that. And our church picnic is coming up Memorial Day Monday, May 31st, 11 a.m. at Haverhill Park, 5470 Belvedere Road, Haverhill, Florida, 33415. As for our giving, all of you in the sanctuary, just on the other side of this wall, there's a brown box. You can place your tithing offering there. For those that are online, you can give by going to the website, spiritandtruthtabernacle.org. We have two ways of giving, PayPal and Cash App. On PayPal, please, when donating, please choose the option to transfer or send to a friend. This will minimize or eliminate any PayPal fees. The email address that you would use is given at john423.org. On Cash App, our handle is $SpiritandTruthT. And everyone that desires to give by way of mail, the address is there at the bottom of the screen. Amen. Let's bow our hearts. Almighty God, we want to thank you once again, Lord God, for your healing virtue, Lord, for touching Sister Capers and bringing her through the procedure that she had, Lord God. Father, we ask your blessings both upon her and Brother Capers just now. Strengthen them both, Lord God. We believe her total recovery is on the way, Lord Jesus, and we want to give you praise and thanksgiving. We thank you, Lord, for the precious mothers of the church, Lord. Thank you for blessing and keeping Sister Burrs, Sister Wace, Sister Dixon, Lord. We thank you so much, Lord, for what you've done for each one of them, Lord, and for all the mothers in the house, Lord, raising their children to serve you, Lord. Father, it's truly a blessing and an honor, Lord, to witness, Lord God, your love here upon the earth. Father, continue to bless them, Father. And as for our giving, Lord God, this little portion of our worship, we return to you according to your word. Perform that which you promised, Lord. Oh, Lord, perform your covenant, Lord, as you said you will open the windows of heaven, pour out blessings that there wouldn't be room enough to receive it, Lord. We believe it, Lord God, and we give to you cheerfully, Lord, from the depths of our soul. We love you, we praise you, and thank you. It's in Jesus Christ's precious and holy name we ask it. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Sister Tanya, God bless you. Will you come this morning? Praise the Lord. Brother
Joseph. God bless you. I'm going to try to attempt this little song. This is my prayer this morning. I hope it's your prayer also. Lord, make me desperate, lest I perish. Help me to pray, feed on your word both night and day. Don't let complacency set in, for the day is nearing an end. Let me hunger and thirst for you in desperation. When Satan tries to show me shiny things, let me look the other way. When the riches of this world try to hunt me down, draw me closer to you day by day. And when I'm faced with something I don't understand, let me hold fast to your unchanging hand. I don't wanna be caught up in anything, Lord, but you. Lord, make me desperate, lest I perish. Help me to pray, feed on your word, both night and day. Don't let complacency set in, for the day is nearing an end. Let me hunger and thirst for you with desperation. Give me wisdom, Lord, as I run this race. Discern my heart when I kneel down to pray. I desire to do your perfect will. No impersonations, Lord, I want to be real. I'm expecting, Lord, and it won't be long. I must give birth to this promised son. Help me be ready, Lord, for the time is soon to come. Lord, make me desperate, lest I perish. Help me to pray, feed on your word, both night and day. Don't let complacency set in, for the day is nearing an end. Let me hunger and thirst for you in desperation. Don't let complacency set in, for the day is nearing an end. Let me hunger and thirst for you in desperation. Lord, make me desperate, lest I perish. Help me to pray, feed on your word, both night and day. Don't let complacency set in, for the day is nearing an end. Let me hunger and thirst for you in desperation. Let me hunger and thirst for you in desperation. Let me hunger and thirst for you in desperation.
Praise the Lord. Do you all feel that way this morning? Amen. God loves a hungry soul that hungers and thirsts after him. Amen. We all know that the hour is at hand. Amen. Will you stand to your feet? Praise the Lord. Amen. You ready to go home? If anybody asks you, no problem. If anybody asks you where I am going, where I am going, oh, soon. And if you want to know where I am going, where I am going, oh, soon,
be with my Lord. Oh, I'm going up yonder. I'm going up yonder. I'm going up yonder to be with my Lord. Well, I can take the pain, the heartaches they bring, the comfort in knowing I'll soon be gone. As God gives me grace, I'll run this race until I see my Savior face to face. Oh, I'm going up yonder. I'm going up yonder.
To be with my Lord. Say, going up yonder. Going up yonder. Going up yonder to be with my Lord. Oh, sing that verse again. Say, I can take the pain, the heartaches they bring. Comfort is in knowing I'll soon be gone. Yes, I will. As God gives me grace, I'm gonna run this Christian race, hey, until I see my Savior face to face. Yeah, going up, going up, going up yonder. Going up yonder. Yes, I'm going up yonder to be with my Lord. Yeah. Going in the rapture. Going in the rapture. Going in the rapture to be with my Lord. Yeah. One of these mornings, going in the rapture. Going in the rapture. Hey, going in the rapture. Oh, to be with my Lord. Yeah, yes, I am. I'm going up yonder. Hey, I'm going up yonder. Oh, going up yonder to be with my Lord. Yeah, 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 going up yonder. Hey, I'm going up yonder. Oh, I'm going up yonder to be with my Lord. Say, yeah, 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 yeah. Yes, I am. Say, I'm going in the rapture. Oh, I'm going in the rapture. Yes, I'm going in the rapture to be with my Lord. I know I am. Yes, I am. Say, I'm going in the rapture. Lord, I'm going in the rapture. Oh, I'm going in the rapture to be with my Lord. Sing it one more time. Going up yonder. Say, going up yonder. Hey, going up yonder. Going up yonder to be with my Lord. Somebody worship him in this place. Give him the glory and the honor. He deserves your praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God.
Amen, 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 amen. If you don't mind, give somebody a fist bump. Say, it won't be long. It won't be long. Praise the Lord. Y'all can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. It won't be long. My God. Well, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Amen. In the house of the Lord on today. Amen. Certainly good to have the mothers here with their children. And I know we have some who've recently lost mama, and I know that that might be a little tough on this Mother's Day. We pray that God will give you strength. But I do want to tell you, where mama is, mama's waiting on you. Amen. Mama's waiting on you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I thank God for all. It's like the Ludor family. I want to give y'all some comfortable seats. Yeah. We're going to try. Can we get maybe some just to move over? Maybe Sister Birds, if you can slide over this way, and let's let them slide right on in there. And maybe some of y'all can slide over and just let them slide right on in. Praise God. Amen. That's it. Amen. Come on to the comfortable seats. I'll tell y'all about them seats. Them the first seats we had when we started this church. And they're a little hard. I know they are, especially with this long-winded preaching that I do. Amen. But we want to make you comfortable. Amen. Here in the house of the Lord. It's so good to have y'all. Amen. With us on today. God bless you all. God bless you. Any of the young brothers want to come to the front row where the fire is, y'all welcome. Come on up. Come on up. Come on up to the fire. Amen. God bless y'all. God bless y'all. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, I wanted to just acknowledge a couple things before we would get started. Amen. Today, how I just appreciate the Lord Jesus for just all that he's doing here in our midst. Last Sunday, I was, I was in North Carolina on Sunday. I don't know. I was all over the place. I just, wherever the car stopped, that's where I stopped. But I was in North Carolina on Sunday, and I was just, you know, looking at the service, just streaming the service here, and Brother Smiley, and amen, and there was a song, that song that Brother Solomon brought him up on, so easy, so easy to love. And man, Brother Smiley got the going with that. I start feeling something in my hotel room. When I was up on my feet, I say, I feel it, brother. I feel it. But that was real good. My daughter was playing, and so she wasn't letting it go. I said, y'all just keep on working with that, because that's all right. And, you know, just the word of God that was being brought to us, the presence of God, and recognized. And, you know, he was just telling us that when we recognize the presence of God, there are other things that are released to us. Amen. It's released to us. And I just thank God for that. So we appreciate you, Brother Smiley. The Lord bless you. Glory to God. Amen. And also, Brother Troy, on Wednesday night, amen. That was, I believe, Hold Fast. Hold Fast and Don't Let Go. You know, and see, you know, it was, I'm gonna come there in a second, but y'all try to hear me, not hear them, if y'all can. I'm gonna just some of y'all ready to move right now. I feel it. It's all right. It's all right. But we were there in North Carolina, and you know, we were, my wife and I, we were just kind of talking. We went to Jamestown and Yorktown, and you know, some of these historic sites, and we looked at, you know, just some of the ships and everything that come here to just the faith that the people, it took for them to get on a boat and go to a place they never heard of before. And they came here and they did all the things. And, you know, we bring up a lot of, you know, history. Some part of history is We don't enjoy talking about it. I get that. I understand that. But it had to happen. And partially, it had to happen because there was prophecy in Revelation 13 that had to be fulfilled. And I guarantee when people left England, they didn't realize they was fulfilling prophecy. But they didn't know the seas. They didn't know the weather patterns. They didn't know any of that. But somehow they pressed through and persevered by faith to come here to the U.S., right? They did this by faith. And I wonder how many storms they might have faced. And maybe the captain of the ship was just yelling out, "Hold fast. Hold fast. Don't let go, my brother. Just drop your anchor." Come on, somebody. "And just hold steady and don't let go." Good God Almighty. I don't know what you're going through this morning, but if you just hold fast and don't let go, God will bring you through your storm. But I was just, as I was listening to Brother Troy on Wednesday night, all that started going through my mind. And then I start thinking about, you know, one time Paul was on a ship. Paul was on a ship and they were going through this great storm called Euroclydon. It was a hurricane that they were facing. And as they went through this, the ship, they were holding fast. They were doing everything they could just to hold on. But the ship still became shipwrecked. They lost some boards. They lost this. They lost that. And they didn't know what to do. But Paul just gave them a little advice. He said, "Now, anybody, if you can't swim and we got to get onto the shore, just grab a little piece of board and just float on up to the shore." Hallelujah. Sometimes you can't be on the whole ship, but you can just get a little piece of board and it'll still float you to safety. One scripture can carry you through. One song can carry you through. Just a little bit from God. Hold fast and don't let go. My God. I was just blessed, Brother Troy. I simply want to say I was blessed. I was blessed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Praise the Lord. Just give me a few minutes, amen. And I just want to make mention of a couple things. I want to plan for us to do another Terry service in the month of June. I'm going to choose a Friday night since we don't have services, but that's where the gifts that God has placed in our midst will come together, amen, and just seek the Lord and just see what He will speak to us. And so I have it in my heart to try to do another one in June. I know another fifth Tuesday is coming up, I think sometime in August or something like that. So I want to just maybe do another one in June, and I will let you know the date, amen, that will be. I'll let you know which date, but we'll be planning for a Terry service in June, amen. Also, May 30th, we had a ministers meeting on yesterday, and by God's grace, the brothers have decided we want to try to have some combined services again. And so May 30th is the first combined service, and it'll be held at Brother Gene's church in Boynton Beach. And we're looking forward, amen, to the fellowship with one another, amen, on May 30th. It's going to be at 6 p.m. on May 30th, so keep that, amen, in mind. Put that on your calendar. And all the sisters here, I got a message from Brother Mike Willingham. He said he wanted to send a happy Mother's Day greeting to all the sisters from Brother Mike Willingham. So, amen, we thank God for that. And Brother Felix Zuniga, he sent me a text. Say, "Please tell your wife happy Mother's Day, Brother Jack." I said, "Well, happy Mother's Day to my wife." So good to hear from these different brothers. Amen. That's thinking about you all. Amen. God is good. They say all the time, God is good. God is good all the time. Come on, put your hands on. It's so easy Oh, it's so easy. So easy. Yeah, it's so easy. Yes, it is. It's so easy to love. Oh, the Jesus in me. Say, the Jesus in me. It loves the Jesus in you. Yes, I said the Jesus in me. Well, it loves the Jesus in you. And it's so easy. Yes, it is. It's so easy. Hallelujah. Oh, it's so easy. Well, it's so easy to love. Come on, do it one more time, everybody. Everybody sing the song. Say, oh, the Jesus in me. It loves the Jesus in you. Well, the Jesus in me. Hallelujah. It loves the Jesus in you. It's so. Oh, it's so easy. So easy to love. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, musicians. God bless you all. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. While you're standing to your feet, let us, amen, get our Bible, amen, and we our Bibles, we'll read the scripture this morning. So good to see everybody in the house of God. Just, amen, and nothing like the presence of the Lord. Amen, nothing like the presence of the Lord. It's Mother's Day, and I am going to have a Mother's Day sermon for the mamas. I've been in a series, but I'm breaking, amen, my stride. And I want to just try to be a blessing to mamas. Amen. We'll read a few quotes from the prophet. Prophet, one statement says that it's a shame that they only get one day. That we only pay attention like this on one day. They commercialized it, and it shouldn't be that way. But nonetheless, we want to take time. We want to take time and honor the mothers, amen, in our midst, amen, on today. So I want to read from Proverbs 31. I don't think I've ever preached from here before. I'm not sure. It could be a long time ago, but I will read from Proverbs 31. And I will, just so that you're not standing too long, I'll just use one verse. But I do want to come back to this chapter and try to break down just a couple things if we can. So just give me verse 30 at this moment. We'll pray over the scripture after we've read it. And we'll just share a little thought here today. The Bible says favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. The Lord added a blessing to the reading of his word. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for what Solomon has written here in scripture to us. And certainly he is a man that's capable of writing such. He had the experience when he asked you for wisdom. The first thing that came before his presence was two mothers. Got one lying and one telling the truth. And God, he could tell through his, through the way you gave him to discern the situation, through the judgment, who the true mother of the living baby was. You can tell by the actions, you can tell by the reactions. He could tell who the true mother was. And Father, he could take situations like that, turn and write to us that favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord shall be praised. I pray, God, that you bless each and every mother here on this Mother's Day. I pray that you give strength to those that have lost their mother. God, and we're believers, know that mama is waiting on the other side. It's just a few days from now, we'll be all together again. And Father, we're looking forward to that. We're expecting that and just trusting that you, Lord Jesus, would continue to carry us through the great storms of life. Amen. The trials and tribulations that we face. May you be glorified and magnified in our midst on today. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. We want to just draw our thought right from the scripture. Amen. Here it says, a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Amen. A woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Let's just start by reading, amen, a little quote here from the Message teaching on Moses. Amen. And Brother Mike Mondelez, so good to have Brother Mike in the house. Amen. His precious wife and the kids. Amen. The kids, the family. But Mike, you look different, brother. But you look good. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. So here in this sermon teaching on Moses, Brother Branham makes a statement. And it just says, now to Mother's Day, says, I want to express myself real good. Says, I got an old gray-headed mother sitting there myself. And I think a day, all right, but every day should be a Mother's Day. Just not once a year. Says, the reason these Mother's Day things are going on now, and I see we just got a handful, and we all know one another. We're home, folks. That's the reason we're going to talk this way. Says, I think that a mother should be respected every day the same. See, don't just respect on Mother's Day. She should be respected every day the same. Amen. You don't talk to her any kind of way on the other days that it's not Mother's Day. And then all of a sudden on Mother's Day, you start being nice. No. She should be respected every day the same. Praise the Lord, somebody. Amen. And let me go a little further. For you brothers that got wives that have bore your kids, that's their mama. Respect their mama. All right, come on now. Amen. I think that a mother should be respected every day the same. That's right, a real mother. But this day they call Mother's Day is nothing in the world but a big commercial nonsense. Says just to drain people for money. Amen. And it's a disgrace to mother. Now don't use that quote the wrong way. Because somebody said, you heard what Brother Jack say. We ain't going out to eat because they out here just trying to drain us from money. If you're not going to take out the day because it's too busy, I know you're taking out tomorrow. Come on, somebody. You're going to make it up some kind of way. You ain't just going to use the quote to your advantage. All right, church. Right? All right. He says, just to drain the people money, but we'll send her a little bunch of flowers and that'll settle it. That's not mother. It says, my goodness, a real mother is a woman one that raised you and you love her and you see her and you talk to her all the time. Express your love to her all the time, not just one day in a year. I say amen to that. We want to say happy Mother's Day to all these mothers. And like I say, I want to take time today just to encourage you. Amen. You're doing a fine job. You're doing a great job. Amen. And we appreciate you. We appreciate you all. I want to just hit this scripture in Proverbs 31 and 10. And just going back to there, this whole portion of scripture is talking about, you know, just a good wife, right? A good wife. And here in verse 10, it makes this statement, says, who can find a virtuous woman? For a price is far above rubies. And, as I started just kind of processing some of this, I thought about this. This word virtuous, just got a little note here in my Bible, this word virtuous, who can find a virtuous woman? That word is a woman of valor, right? Or a and when you look at the word valor, it means that she's marked with courage. Praise the Lord. And we could also, the other definition they got here is personal heroism. Your mama's a hero. Your mama's actually your superhero. Glory to God. Your mama done rescued you from a lot of stuff. Come on, somebody. Right? But we got to learn how to stop and appreciate our mothers. Some of the decisions that you would have made had you not talked to mama, you would have made a bad decision. So we thank God. So a woman that's a virtuous woman is one that's marked with courage. And I found it also in my life that my mama was one was marked with courage because she had the ability to speak truth to me even when I didn't want to hear it. Come on, somebody. She spoke truth even when I didn't want to hear. I mean, other people wouldn't approach me, but my mama, she knew she had that right to be able to say the things that she wanted to say. And I thank God that she had the courage enough to say it. It changed my life. When I think about this, you know, this woman that's marked with courage. Recently, as we were, you know, just getting away last week for our anniversary, the Lord has blessed me and my wife to see 28 years of marriage, and I'm very grateful, you know, for that. Amen. We're approaching 30, and my, just where did the time go? We used to be the young people. Now we're the number one choir, right? And I thank God, you know, for it. But you know, we were just talking as we were driving up there to North Carolina on last week, and we got into a discussion about, you know, what's your favorite scripture? And she was asking me, say, what's your favorite scripture? I said, now that's a hard question to answer. It's so many favorites. I said, but if I have to choose one, I'm going to go with Romans chapter 8. I'm going to just go with that one, you know, because it seemed like that seemed to apply to every area of my life. I know that all things are going to work together for good because I love God and I'm called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. Amen. Every time I walk into my office, I see my little bucket inside my office, and I get inspiration from that because, you know, as I walk into the office, sometimes I'm walking in with a new problem. Sometimes I'm walking in with a new situation, but I can just take whatever the situation is and I can put it on a sheet of paper and I can just throw it inside my Romans 8:28 bucket. Amen. No matter what I'm going through, the Bible says that all things will work together for good because I love God and I'm called according to his purpose. Amen. Also in Romans 8, amen, it says, if God be for me, good God Almighty, who can be against me? I get strength. I get encouragement when I read that chapter. I love Paul. He said, I'm persuaded that things present. Glory to God. Things that's going to come. He said, height nor depth nor any other creature. He said, nothing will separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. My Lord. I love Romans 8. Amen. I didn't catch the beginning. I would say because sometimes the devil likes to accuse you. But when you just get to the beginning of it, you know, I got to read it now because I can't even remember. Romans 8, there's now therefore no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So when you realize that you're in Christ and you ain't got to sit and listen to nothing the devil got to say. Somebody recently said, how you know when the devil lying? Every time he opens his mouth, especially when he's talking about me, there is no condemnation. I refuse to wear the badge of condemnation. Because I'm walking in the Spirit after Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So, you know, I was saying that's one of my favorite passages. You know, just Romans 8. And my wife took me and said, she said, you know, one of my favorite passages, I'd have to say it's a little different from the norm. Say, but it would be Judges 4. She didn't use Judges 4. She just say the story of Jael. Judges 4, I say, wow.
That would be one of your favorites to say, yes, I say. And I just had to kind of ask, like, you know, why would that be one of your favorite? And she say, because, you know, sisters don't really, you know, they can't preach, they can't this, they can't that, they can't this. So they're not really talked about much. Y'all get what I'm saying? She say, but this woman was a woman of courage. Oh, glory to God, somebody. And as I thought about that and processed that, you know, I'm going to just take a little time and just share with you all a little bit about Jael. You can find her story in Judges 4. I won't read it all right now. But what was going on is that the children of Israel found themselves in a situation. This I didn't realize it till right now, but it connects with what Brother Troy was talking about. You know, he say, you know, the children of Israel found themselves in a situation where they get free for a season. Then they bound for the next season. And then they start praying and asking God to send them a deliverer. And God will raise up a deliverer. And then they go free again for maybe another 30 years or 40 years. Then all of a sudden they go right back into bondage. They could not break that cycle. My God. And in the days of Judges, you know, here, there come a time where they wanted to be free from the oppression that they were under. And unfortunately, if I could put it that way, because I don't think it should be this way. Unfortunately, God had to use, amen, a couple of women to kind of help get the people to freedom. I don't think that's the perfect will of God. They had a prophetess that had to lead the nation by the name of Deborah at that time. The men in the army were afraid to go to battle. Oh, good God Almighty. Deborah prophesied and told them, God gonna give you Sisera. God gonna deliver y'all from the enemy. Get up and get ready to fight. And Barak was the leader at that time. His name was Barak. And Barak said, you know what? I'm not even gonna go to battle unless you go with me. Now, I think that's sad that a man won't even go out to battle unless this woman is with him. What about I won't go to battle unless God is with me? That's where he should have been. That's where his faith should have been. But his faith was so much in Deborah. And you know what Deborah say? Deborah say, I'm going to go with you. A woman of valor, a woman of courage, a virtuous woman, right? I'll go with you, say, but I want to tell you something, because you didn't just move out by faith based on the prophecy. God ain't going to even allow you to get glory in the victory. The victory going to be given to a woman. The victory going to be given to one. And see if I was a sister right now, I would have grabbed that. I say the victory going to be given to a woman. I say, I'm claiming the victory right now. I'm claiming it for myself. Whatever situation I'm claiming victory. You know, you can claim victory before your battle gets started. Oh, y'all ain't with me. You can claim victory before your battle gets started. You already know what the outcome going to be. The outcome is I cannot lose. Will not lose. Refuse to lose. No matter what it look like, I'm not going to lose. Oh, my God. But she said, look, you ain't going to be able to enjoy the rewards of victory because it's going to be given to a woman. Now, they didn't know what was going to happen. Well, here in the battle, you know, they're sitting there waiting for the battle to kind of get started. And when everybody got positioned to a certain place, Deborah said, now arise, Barak. Get up now. It's time to go fight. And God going to give you the victory in this. Get ready, Barak. I don't care how many soldiers he got. Don't look at the numbers. God, if God is for you, then who can be against you? She say, arise, Barak. Barak got up and they went down and started battling. And the king, Sisera, the leader of the other army that had them under oppression, he took off running when he saw that his army was defeated. And as he took off running, he ran into this little city. And here this woman, amen, Jael was there. And she recognized who he was. She said, now, why don't you come on into my tent? Everything going to be all right. Just come on into my tent. And he say, now, when I come in, if anybody come ask if a man in here, just tell him no. Just lie to him and tell him no. She say, yeah, oh, don't worry. You're going to be safe right here. And Jael, he I mean, so Sarah said, I'm a little thirsty. Could you give me something to drink? She said, I want some water. He said, yeah, I got something for you. She went and got some milk. You thirsty here, drink this milk. And somehow the milk just put this fella to sleep. And he didn't realize what was going on, but there he was sleeping in this lady's tent. And I don't know how he recognized, but the way that she killed him is while he was sleeping, she took a hammer with a nail. You talk about a virtuous woman. You talk about a woman marked with valor. This woman would kill a king for the sake of her people. And I'm going to tell you, there's some mothers that are standing the gap for the sake of their children. They'll go through great extremes. She took a hammer and a nail and went through that man's temple. And when they went looking for Sisera, she said, I got him right here in my tent. What was your battle strategy? Milk. No sword. No shield. Milk. Sometimes we're looking for all these great things, but if you just do what God has called you to do with the little that you got, it'll get the job done. I was thinking on this. This woman, Jael, showed that she was a virtuous woman. She was marked with courage. She had personal heroism. She was a woman of valor. And I thought about my wife actually saying that this was one of her favorite scriptures. And the thought came to me that when you are a virtuous woman, then you will identify with other virtuous women. So I'm calling my wife a virtuous woman this morning. When you are a virtuous woman, then you will identify with other virtuous women. And that's why when I was going through that story, a lot of sisters said, amen, amen, that's right. They virtuous women. Hallelujah. All right. We were thinking Jael was a woman that had purpose. Let's put it this way. Jael was a housewife. She wasn't out at the battle. She was at home taking care of the tent. But she had purpose. Had she not been home, Sisera would have never came to her house. Had she been out gossiping, she would have missed her opportunity to deliver. Oh, come on, somebody. But because she was a virtuous woman, because she did what she needed to do at home, she was able to be a part of a prophecy. Y'all preaching to me now. Y'all preaching to me. Yeah, preacher, I like it. I like it. Let me keep going. Because I ain't going to stop it, Jael. That's just part of the sermon. But what I want you to understand is that she had purpose. And I want you sisters to realize here today that no matter what you do in life, you have purpose. God has established you. God has placed you here with purpose. You didn't come by a mistake. You're not an accident. Now, you came because God had a plan for you. I want to read just a little statement here from the Message Influence. This is just part of our discussion. Amen. And we were just kind of talking, and my wife found this quote. I said, send me the quote. So I want to read it to you. Say, we mustn't try to impersonate anyone. Just be what you are. Oh, I got a lot I can say right there. Just be what you are. Be what God made you. Right? And that's the way God made you. You never fashion yourself. And remember, as much as we ministers would like to take Billy Graham's place, we cannot do it. Neither can Billy Graham take our place. Right? He says, see, we each one has something to do. The common little fella here that may be a janitor, the little woman that may be a housewife, the greatest minister on the face of the earth, today could not take your place. Listen, God had a purpose in making you what you are. I'm going to just leave that just for a second. I have to just touch on that a little bit. God had a purpose for making you what you are. Oftentimes we see certain characteristics in certain people, and we want to try to help them get rid of those characteristics. A wife might see something in her husband that she don't like. You can take it down, sis. A wife might see something in her husband that she don't like. She's going to try to help him get rid of that characteristic. A husband going to see something in his wife that he don't like. He's going to try to help her get rid of that characteristic. No, you married that characteristic. And let me just help you understand, you are not God. Praise the Lord. It's not your job to get rid of the characteristic. God gave that person that characteristic for a reason. All right, I'm going to go a little further. I'm going to use just my own house. Is that all right? But my wife, all her life, as a young girl, she was always told. She was always told, watch your tone. And she didn't, she just talking. That's just the way she talked. She wasn't trying to say nothing or be nothing. That's just the way she is. But it just seemed to rub people the wrong way. Sometimes what I found in my own life is that when I had somebody calling, asking for something, maybe a bill collector, and I done told you that this is when I'm going to do it. Now, I don't need you still bothering me because I told you when you're going to do it. I got a weapon in my house. Come on, somebody. I'm going to let you talk to my wife. She got a way of saying things to keep you from calling here. See, God gave her certain characteristics, and they can be used at certain times to be a blessing to you. Here's the other side of that. Because that characteristic is there, sometimes I got to just live with it. You can't just use it when you want to use it. But you begin to thank God for how he made a person, how he designed a person. He gave them that because it was for his glory. Let me go a little further in the quote. Is that all right? So, he says here, God had a purpose in making you what you are, and you just serve God in that way that he made you. Serve God in the way that he made you. Now, that some people are going to say, that's just the way God made me. Now, you know some stuff you need to get rid of. And the other part of the Bible say, lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset you. Hallelujah. You just got to accept me for who I am, because this is who God made me. That's why you can't have that type of attitude. Praise the Lord. But there's a time where you got to realize, because sometimes the devil will beat you up so bad about who you are and who God made you, that you got to know, God, I know you made me this way for a reason. I don't know why. It just keep rubbing everybody the wrong way, but help me, Lord. God, help me. Sometimes I just say things. I don't know why I got to be the one to always say things. But I just happen to be that person, God. Some folk just don't say nothing. They can sit, but I'm not that one. But it's okay. I'm trying to find a balance here for you. Amen. I mean, the word going to take care of all of us. And my purpose is not to try to bring the word, to try to shave this off. No, the word will take care of you. God will take care of you. Yeah. Amen. Amen. All right, look, let me go on a little further. It says, God had a purpose to make you what you are, and you just serve God in that way that he made you. And I think if we would just do that, the wheels would roll a lot easier. Yes, it would, if we would do that, not get lifted up. We find out, instead of, going that route, getting lifted up, amen, then, just stay humble before God. And everything will roll just a lot smoother. Now, can I just go back to Proverbs 30 1 and 30. The Bible declares favor is deceitful. How many of us just love to hear us, hear people talk about y'all preaching to me already. Everybody like to tell everybody that I got favor. And favor ain't fair, like Sister Nelly said. Favor ain't fair. You know what I mean? It just means that you got the blessings of God flowing in your life. But that's not what this scripture is talking about. Because this scripture say favor is deceitful. And then it put, and beauty is vain. Now it connects these two things. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. But what is Solomon trying to tell us in this? Favor means charm. And what I've come to realize is that there's some women that will try to get by in life through charm and through beauty. But the other part to it is that they don't fear the Lord, which means they don't have character. You can take that scripture down. See, favor is deceitful. That means charm. Right? Amen. Charm or deceit. And all of a sudden they try to use them, the beauty fluttering the eyes a little bit. You know, come on, you know how women try to work it sometimes. But I'm gonna tell you like this, that type of stuff don't last. Glory to God. I was just looking at a little note here from a man by the name of H.A. Ironside. Amen. He wrote this commentary on the Proverbs on a book. Wrote commentary in a book called Proverbs and Song of Solomon. And as he looked at that scripture, amen, he made this statement. Says others may pride themselves on their beauty, or endeavor to obtain favor by winning words and pleasing manners. Hallelujah. But if there be no true character behind such charms, the day will soon come when praise will give place to contempt. I want to read that again, all right? If there be no true character behind such charms, you got to watch when women are always trying to push you up a little bit as a man. She got a reason for keep saying them things. Oh, yeah, y'all ain't going to talk to me in here. She got a reason for saying that. Young man, you watch a woman that's always laughing at all your jokes. You know you ain't that funny. Favor is deceitful. All right. Says, but if there be no true character behind such charms, the day will soon come where praise will give place to contempt. While she who fears Jehovah will be honored by all who appreciate virtue and excellence of spirit, her beneficent labors too will receive their public and well-merited recognition. Sometimes you do things in secret and seem like nobody see what you do, mama. But there comes a time where God rewards you openly for the things that you've done in secret. The stand that you had to take in secret. I thought about this, and, you know, I won't have time to read it, but, you know, there was a time Brother Branham had come here to Florida, and he ran into a woman down in Miami. He was having meetings. And when he ran it, you know, he was there, and one of the brothers say, Brother, you know, this ground that we have, the Duchess is the one that made a way for you to get these girls. He say the who? The Duchess. The Duchess say, he say, is she saved? Is she filled with the Holy Ghost? He say, I don't know about that. You can talk to her about that. But he say, well, what make her better than everybody else? He say, just say hi to the woman if you don't mind, Brother Brown. He say, okay, I say hi to her. He say, he walked around the corner, and he says it was a rather large lady. And he say she had glasses on. And there's kind of way out here, specs on. And he said, I can't know how to see through no glasses way out there. He said she had jewelry all over her hands and all over her neck. Say she was just, she just full of charm. And she says, are you Dr. Branham? He say, Dr. Branham. Say, no, I'm not Dr. Branham. I'm Brother Branham. She said, well, Dr. Branham, I am charmed to meet you. And put her hand out like that. He grabbed her hand. He said, I'm gonna tell you like he said, I grabbed her fat hand. That's how he said it. He said, I grabbed her fat hand and pulled it down and say, I wanna know you the next time I see you. So bring it down here so I can shake your hand. See, through charm, through beauty, through all this that she's trying to, you know, persuade somebody. But he said, I can see right through that. That is deceitful, woman. Don't use that. You just need good godly character if you're going to make a difference in somebody's life. I thought about this because, you know, favor. Where's another woman in scripture that we can look at that probably thought that she had favor? I think I want to read this. And I didn't write this down, but I think it's in Matthew. Let me just take a quick look here real quick. I want to read about Herodias. Y'all help me find that in scripture. I know it's early part of Matthew. I thought it was Matthew 2 or 3, but let me just see something here. No, it's not two. Oh, God, help us here. Y'all just do a quick search on your phone for Herodias. And I didn't write it down, but I know it's in Matthew. And I want to take time to read about her, because she is a woman that would have just find Herodias. Matthew what now? It's about when she came to church. Matthew 14. All right. Thank you very much. Thank y'all very much. I appreciate it. So let's get this Matthew 14. And yes, there it is. Matthew 14 and verse 1. Let's pick this up. This is a woman to me that is trying to use her charm. Trying to use her charm. And look at this, because, you know, the scripture clearly tells us that favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. Hallelujah. But look at Herodias. Bible says at that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard of the fame of Jesus and said unto his servants, this is John the Baptist. He is risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him. For Herod had laid hold on John and bound him and put him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife. For John said unto him, it is not lawful for thee to have her. Now, you know, when we read the scriptures, very easy for us to just kind of say, okay, that's all happy. Just, you know, it's not lawful that. It's more to it than that. What this is, amen, they were having church like we having church today. And, you know, Herod was the type of man that he actually enjoyed being in church. Come on, somebody. He enjoyed hearing the word of God. And there was a time that he met Jesus and he wanted to see a miracle. This man that really enjoyed the supernatural. But he had a lust problem that he couldn't get delivered from. Hallelujah. And with that lust problem, he ended up marrying his brother's wife. Her name was Herodias. Hallelujah. Amen. Married the brother's wife, and now he's taking care of the brother's child, and he should have never had this woman as wife. He knew he shouldn't have did that, right? But he didn't know. He broke all the laws of the word in order to have this woman. And one day they were in church like we are right now, and Herodias decides, I want to make a grand entrance. I don't want to get there 30 minutes early and pray. Y'all ain't talking to me yet. I don't want to get there. I mean, the way I'm dressed today, I need everybody to see how I'm dressed. Hallelujah, somebody. So I'm going to walk into the church a little bit late because I want to make sure people see me. And as she was coming through the church with her husband, with her child, the sermon was already being preached. So now you know when everybody's attention and turning to them and watching them come in with all the pomp and circumstance. And as they're getting to their seats, still standing up, John yells out, "It's not lawful for you to have her." And I can just imagine Herodias. She say, "Is he talking to me?" John, I can see John because he was bold. I said it. I'm going to say it again. It's not lawful for you to have her. You done broke the law. The laws of God. You done broke the laws of God to take her. Marriage and divorce is God's laws, not man's laws. I want to say that again. Marriage and divorce is God's laws, not man's laws. We're not going to let the world redefine what marriage is. Marriage is still between a man and a woman. God established that, not man. Oh, they just love each other. No, they don't love each other. They got a spirit. A man want to marry a man, that's a spirit. A woman want to marry a woman, that's a spirit. I told y'all I wasn't going to stay over there. I told y'all I was coming. It's spirits, and people still need to be delivered. Now, I'm going to tell you, because John preached, like what I'm just preaching, John had his last sermon that day. Well, I wouldn't say that day. He preached some more. But what happened is that there was a seed planted. In Herodias' mind, she said, "I'm going to get him." I don't know how long it took. But she couldn't hear nothing else in the sermon. All she heard was, "It's not lawful." And that thing just kept ringing out. But one day, Herod decides, "Man, it's my birthday. I'm going to throw myself a nice party. And I want some dancers." Now, y'all got to be with me on the scene. We ain't never talk about nobody just coming in and breakdancing. No, this man wanted dancers, what we call provocative dancers. He had a lust spirit. All that time in church, he still had a lust spirit. He still had a lust spirit. Hallelujah. But here he was, and you know, he said, I want some provocative dancers. And he's so messed up that they sent out a dancer before him. And you know who was dancing? His own daughter. Not the one he had by giving birth to himself. He took his brother's wife. And now, let's say his niece. But because he's married to the mama, it becomes his daughter. And she danced so provocative. Can you imagine this? I can imagine myself sitting there and looking at a niece of mine twerk. Oh, y'all ain't gonna talk to me today. Yeah. And I'm gonna just be honest. I don't even know none of the new dances. But twerking was bad enough. And I know when the devil released that, it was gonna get worse. Just recently, can I just be honest and tell y'all things that happened? We were there in South Carolina and coming for getting breakfast, and I pulled out the, you know, to get on the road, and there was a lady stopped at the a car stopped at the light. These young ladies was in the car, and one of the young ladies, she saw me standing there. I'm standing at the restaurant. She got up, stuck her rear end out the window, and start provocatively moving. I'm like, what in the world? This, what city? What is this? They don't even do this where I come from. But it's spirits on people. People need to be delivered. Right? Hallelujah. And I was just, you know, I'm not on TikTok, but my niece was just sharing how, you know, some of these dances that they released, TikTok was set up so people can do all these provocative dances. And she said, you know, it's not just the sinners doing it. Some of the saints in the church pick up these spirits. Saints in the church pick up the same spirits. And you think God is blessing that? Can you do that in front of Jesus? You might need to get rid of your account if it's affecting you like that. But this woman, Herodias, say, you know, get your daddy that been drinking, go out there and, you know, do it like this and do it like that and do it like, you can just see all the advice that she was giving. She went out there and did it, and next thing you know, by the time that dance was over, he said, look, up to half my kingdom, I will give you anything you ask for. A lust spirit did that to him. She didn't expect to get an answer like that. So when she said, mama, he said, up to half the kingdom, whatever I ask for, I can have. Mama, what should I ask for? You know what the mama said? Give me the head of John the Baptist and a charger. He was sad that he had to do it, but he let some words out of his mouth, and as a king, he couldn't take his word back. I'm going to tell you something. When God releases something out of his mouth, he cannot take it back. If God promised you that your house can be saved, he can't take it back. I don't care what they're going through. Don't you look at that. Don't worry about that. Look at the promise, because God can't take his word back. If you were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that's what he said, right? Hallelujah. He says your children, those that are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. That's what he promised you. All you got to tell God is what he said. Man, I had a need, and I still got a need in my business. And the Lord just kind of put in my spirit, I will supply all your needs, not just your financial needs. If you need workers, I'm going to give you a need. I'm going to supply that need, right? If you need money, I'm going to supply that need. If you need customers, I'm going to supply that need. Whatever your need is, I am God that will supply all of your needs. If you need wisdom, I'm going to supply that need. If you need knowledge, you need understanding, I will supply the need. If you need a new job, I supply the need. Whatever your need is, God will supply. We just hold a promise to God. That's what God gave us, a promise. We just hold it up to him and let him take care of it from there. But this woman, and I want to read a little bit about her. If I can, just give me an invasion of the United States and give me, I'm going to skip down. Give me paragraph 251. This woman had her daughter dance before her husband in such a provocative manner that it brought death to a prophet of God. Now, she might have thought she got away with it. Oh, I guarantee he won't preach no more sermons like that. Not long as I'm living. She thought she got away with it. Well, we're going to see something here in scripture. I'm sorry, in this quote, that she didn't get away with it. Look at what happened. The seed that she planted. See, favor is deceitful. Beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord shall be praised. Here. Now let me just tell you another mother right quick in the Bible before we close. There was a mother called Herodia. She taught her daughter to tap dance. She wanted her to be popular. And she danced before the king and required the head of John the Baptist. We have a record of 70 of her offsprings, this damsel that danced, Herodias' daughter, danced before Herod. 70 of her offspring, they either died prostitutes or on gallows. See, what she did actually affected generations. And I need you to understand something today, mama. What you are doing is impacting generations. You bring them to the house of the Lord,
You'll see the next generation come to the house of the Lord. And I'm going to tell you, when you have trained up your child the way that they're supposed to go, the Bible say they're not going to depart. Now, here's the other thing, the good thing about this. Brother Branham say now, they might depart, but it will never depart from them. How you know that? Because when y'all get around at the table at the house, the things that they start talking, remember, we was in this church service, and then that's all that's in them. That's all that they remember, because you brought them up in the ways of God. And if that's all that's in them, that's what's going to bring them back. He goes on in this. He says, one mother taught hers the things of the world. The other mother taught hers the things of God. One became a great leader and a conqueror, immortal among men today, and the other is botched and in hell and taken thousands times thousands with her. See what I mean? Bring up a child in the way it should go. Now, when he's talking about the other mother, he's talking about Moses' mother. Because Moses' mother, what a blessing that was. This is a woman that feareth the Lord. The time they were in such bondage, and they knew that a deliverer was supposed to be coming, but she didn't know what to do. And here, you know, she's in this pregnancy, and maybe the law changes real quick. Kill all the babies under 2 years old. So she realized that, you know what? I got a baby that's going to fit that category, and my baby going to get killed as soon as I give birth to it. So here, you know, she's wondering and praying, and Lord, what should I do? God gives Amram, you know, a vision of make a little ark and do this and do that and just put the baby inside the ark. Glory to God. And as they get the vision, they give birth to the baby. And she said, now I'm going to have to give this baby up to God. A little baby. I'm going to have to give this baby up to God, send it down the Nile River, and I don't know what's going to happen with my baby. But, Lord, I trust what you said. I'm just going to give my baby to you and let you take care of it. Sometimes, mamas, you get yourself in a situation, the only person you can give that baby to is to God. God going to take care of it. By faith, she pushed the baby out the Nile River, down the Nile River. Crocodiles there, snakes there, all kind of trouble that's waiting for Moses. But Moses had a purpose. So here, Moses in the Nile River, and not one crocodile come near it. Not one snake come near it. Nothing bothers a baby. And here comes Moses' sister just walking down, watching where the baby goes. And by the grace of God, the baby ends up in Pharaoh's court with Pharaoh's daughter. And here she's, you know, she said she looked at the baby, and the Bible say how she just began to have compassion on the baby. A little baby. Look, she said a Hebrew baby. Now, she should have killed her, but she had compassion on the baby. And there, here Moses' sister say, now, you know, they kind of trying to figure out, so this baby, we want to take care of the baby, but none of us been pregnant. And so milk not really flowing through our veins. We don't know how we're going to feed this baby. We don't know what we're going to do. Moses' sister said, would you like me to find one of the Hebrew mothers to come and take care of the child? She said, go. You know where Miriam went? Home. She would knock it on the front. The mama, I got something. You're going to have to sit down and let me tell you what happened. You know that baby you released, my little brother? So it ended up in Pharaoh's court, and Pharaoh's daughter has it, and she's looking for a Hebrew mother that will come and take nurse the baby for her. And train the baby, and teach the baby. She's looking for a Hebrew mother. And mama, I couldn't think of nobody else to do this but you. When you release things to God, God got a way of doing things. Because God allowed Moses' mama to raise him in Pharaoh's house, teach him the things of God. And while she did all that, the good news, the cream, on top of this, the cherry on the top is that she got paid for taking care of her own baby. What a God we serve. But she raised Moses and told him that he was going to be the deliverer. She sowed positive things into Moses, and Moses grew up in that, with that in his mind. And mamas, I want to tell you, what are you sowing in your children's mind right now? What are you telling? What are you saying? Don't tell them things that you ain't going to never be nothing. You're going to be just like your daddy. Don't tell them things like that unless they daddy positive. You're going to be a doctor. You're going to be a lawyer. You got brains. You are a smart child. You're an awesome child. Find out what their gifts are and encourage them in their gifts. But because she did the right thing with her son, she feared the Lord. Later on, she was praised because her son, like Brother Branham said, we quote him still today when we read the scripture. Moses did this. Moses did that. Moses, great prophet of God, because he was under the right care of a mother. Notice the father wasn't able to go to the palace to train him. Mama did. I want to go back to this scripture. Let's go back to Proverbs 31. I am going to take time and read it. I am. I ain't going to skip it. But I was looking here in my Bible, and they said this is 22 points about an excellent wife. 22 points. Read here in Proverbs 31, verse 10. Let's start there. And verse 10 is just telling us that if you got a good wife or you got a good mother, the first thing you need to know, she's rare. You don't find that many of them around. She's rare, so appreciate what you got. The Bible says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. She's rare. Verse 11, we find that she's trustworthy because the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her so that she shall have no need of spoil. The next verse finds that she's constant in her love. Verse 12 says, she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Verse 13, the next verse says, it says that she's industrious. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. That means she's industrious. That means she's zealous and she's diligent. All right. Verse 14 tells us that she's thrifty. Says she is like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. You need a wife that's thrifty. You need a wife that's thrifty. Amen. Glory to God. She when she go to the store, she look for Clarence. If you got a thrifty wife, she'll always come back and say, she'll say, guess how much I paid for this? Yeah. Oh, come on, somebody. That's when you know you got a thrifty wife. Guess how much I paid for this? You look and say, 20, 30? I paid $5. Right. And a big smile go on your face. Hallelujah, because she's like the merchant ship. She's bringing her food from afar. She's thrifty. The next verse, verse 15. It says this, she riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. And that, it says, she is self-starting. She's self-starting, right? The next verse 16, it's telling us that she is enterprising. She considereth a field and buyeth it with the fruit of her hands, she planteth a vineyard. It said, and I'm just looking at this note that they put in my scripture. I mean, in my Bible says that she's enterprising, which means she's willing to undertake a project. She has initiative. I'm describing some of y'all wives in here. Huh? I'm describing your mothers in here. She's willing to undertake a project. She shows initiative. All right, the very next verse 17, it says she girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. And what they say, that means she's willing to do hard work. Somebody ought to say thank God for mama. Amen. Glory to God. She's willing to do hard work. Let me go to the next verse. Verse 18 says she perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. What that means is that she is willing to work long hours. Somebody ought to say, I thank God for my mama. I thank God for my wife. She's willing to work long hours. Hallelujah. The next verse, verse 19. She layeth her hands to the spindle and her hands hold the distaff. Now what this means is that she is willing to do monotonous work.
It don't have to be exciting all the time, but she realized there's a purpose for her working. So she's willing to do the monotonous work. Let's go on. The next verse, verse 20. It says this, she stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. And what that says, she is a compassionate woman. Glory to God. All right, the next verse, verse 21 says, she is not afraid of the snow. For her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. And what they're trying to say that and that is she is prepared for the future. Can I go a little further? All right. And the next verse, verse 22, it says she maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. This means she is a good seamstress. It's good to have a wife that's a good seamstress. That don't mind picking up a needle and putting a button back on sometime. Come on, somebody. You ought to thank God for a wife like that. Thank God for a mother like that. Let's go on a little further. Verse 23, it says this. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. That means her, she is married to a leader. A virtuous woman is married to a leader. And I'm going to tell you, every man in the house is a leader. Because God has called you to lead your family. Amen. So every woman in here is married to a leader. Amen. All right, let's go on. Verse 24, it says this. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. This means that she is an entrepreneur. Come on, somebody. She know how to make some money. When times get rough, my wife was pretty good with eBay. Hallelujah. It used to be packages going out. Caught that, didn't y'all? Now Amazon got them coming in. But they be thrifty deals. Let me keep going. Verse 25, it says this, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. That means she is not swayed by circumstances. Mama ain't just looking at right now. Mama looking at what will be. Because she's holding on to God's promise. She's not swayed by circumstances. Let me go a little further. Verse 26 says this. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Good God Almighty. She is wise and kind. All right. Verse 27. It says, she looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. This means she is duty conscious. Verse 28. It says, her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Husband shouldn't be speaking down to his wife, calling her all kind of names, negative names. No, speak positive. If you tell her she ain't nothing, guess what? She ain't nothing. But if you tell her, you the best thing that ever happened to me, outside of my salvation, I thank God for you. You the smartest woman. Oh, wow. Where would I be without you? Say something positive. I ain't getting no amens. I'm going to say it again. Say something positive. And if you my mama used to tell me this. If you can't say something positive, don't say nothing at all. All right. And I know sometimes things happen. You just don't want to say nothing positive. But you got to learn to say it anyway. Speak it anyway. All right, I'm going on. What verse was it? 20. I'm at 29. All right. This verse says, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. What that means is that she's not satisfied with mediocre. I want the best. Verse 30 says this, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. That means she is a woman of God. The next verse says, give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. This means that she is praiseworthy. Now, I'm coming down to the close of my sermon here, and I want to take some time to do something that I don't think I've ever done, and I'm going to take time to do it today. First of all, I'm grateful that the Lord has blessed me with a mom, wonderful mom, God-fearing woman of God. Recently, had to go through a little surgery there, and the doctor that was performing the surgery asked her in the office, are you a woman of God? She said, yes, I am. And, you know, and she ain't got to, you know, kind of say that and be like, no, she can say that with confidence. Yes, I am a woman of God. He said, well, I'm a man of God, and I just want to pray with you before we go through this procedure. And it just brought her comfort and God brought her peace and everything as she went through the procedure. We thank God for that. But I want to just take time to give credit to my mother who taught me the things of God. She was a real example to me, and she taught me the things of God. A couple of things I wrote down here. She encouraged me to read the book of Proverbs as a young man, and much of what I read helped to shape the decisions that I made in my life. And I didn't want to read Proverbs, but my mama was the one that said, Jack, just read Proverbs. Just read Proverbs. And I remember, you know, there was a particular situation in Proverbs where it warned a young man about going down a certain street because there'd be a lady there waiting for him, lurking, just waiting for him. And he don't realize this lady got, she going to be trying to use some charm. She going to be trying to use some other things, and she got a trap set for him. And my mama would just kind of tell me to read that. And I remember, you know, being at work, and I got me a good job. But she knew I was surrounded on that job by a lot of ladies that didn't mean no good. And she said, Jack, be careful. Jack, watch this. Jack, watch that. Now, I'm a grown man. I'm thinking, Mama, you don't need to tell me that. But when Mama say that, I know she's trying to tell me something without telling me something. Maybe she heard something that I ain't heard, because women talk amongst women. Praise the Lord. So she said, Jack, be careful. So I learned, just be careful. And one of the things that I always do when I go to work, and I'm going to give y'all brothers just a piece of advice. When you go to work and you're married, always talk about your wife in front of other women. I mean, always. My wife said this, and my wife did that. What happens, they begin to pick up on the subtle hints that this man is not just married. This man is happily married. All right. I thank God for her corrections and teaching me, even when I didn't want to be corrected. But her correction and her teaching me kept me out of jail and kept me off the streets. I thank God for my mother. I remember my mother was the one that discouraged me from going to the military. I had it in my mind that I was going to go to the Air Force, and Mama told me that wasn't a place for a man like me. Mama went to the Marines, and she knew what the military life was all about. And so she says the military is not for a young man like you. Mama knew that there were certain qualities in me that had not come to fruition even at that time. But her wisdom, even though I didn't want to hear it, is what brought me to the place that I am today. I thank God for my mother. My mom remained committed to praying for her family, even when we were all walking contrary to the word of God. Appreciate her prayers, because it's her prayers that's brought me to where I am today. I thank God for my mother. One of the things that happened in my mama's life, that she got to a spot where she began to search for truth. We had gone to the Baptist church, and we had gone to the Pentecostal church. We had done a lot of things, but she wanted truth. And my mama was the only one to find out that knew where her pastor and the pastor's wife was. It was a time the church was going through a lot of things. We didn't know what was going on, but my mom was the only one in the church knew where the pastor was. He was gone for 2 weeks. Pastor went to find truth. And Pastor Wesco came and brought truth back here. And that truth changed my life. Mama didn't realize, as she was searching for truth, that one day she would worship in spirit and in truth.
I thank God for my mother. Amen. It's a little statement that is made that Brother Branham says here. And let me just give this. Jehovah Jireh is a message that I want to read from, and then I'm going to bring this to a close. Jehovah Jireh. And so, that's fine. It says, but if there is any credit to be given to the Branham family, and then can I put the Duff family, let it go to her. She's the one who deserves it. Who is he talking to now? Talking about his wife. She stands between me and the public. 37 years old, almost completely white-headed, and a real mother, sweetheart, a wife. And look at the statement. It says, I trust that all of you boys, when you get married, you get a wife like God gave me. I want to say the same thing about my wife on this day. I trust you, young brothers, when you get married, that you'll get a wife like God gave me. Because when I left home from mama, I got married. And God gave me a precious wife, been married now for 28 years. I'm going to leave the quote right there. That's enough for it. And I want to just tell my wife today that I appreciate the sacrifices that she has made for her family. When we come to church here praying every other Tuesday, it's because my wife had a burden to just get with some sisters and pray over different situations that were going on in our family. She just wanted to get together and pray. And since that time, the sisters have been praying every other Tuesday, and I appreciate that burden started with my wife, and this has been something that's been a help to this church. I thank God for her sacrifice. I thank God for her desire to want to do that, and I believe it was on this last Tuesday she told me we were on the road traveling back, and she was still on the line praying. She said it was 10 sisters joined her in prayer. I want to say thank you to each one of you sisters that got on the line to pray. God bless you. Prayer is changing things. I watched my wife sacrifice and buying things for her children even when she needed to spend the money on herself. Sometimes she'd go without getting her hair done in order to get the girls' hair done. I'm going to tell you something right now. The Lord bless us with 3 girls, and Lord, Lord, Lord. Girls are different than boys. I'll cut that boy hair. I ain't taking him to the barbershop. I'ma cut his hair. But that girl, you got to do some special things for. And I watched my wife sacrifice time and time again to make sure that the girls had what they needed, even when it meant that she had to go without herself. I appreciated that. The prophet spoke a sermon Mother's Day, and he said, mother is happiest when her kiddies are all gathered at the table. And I see firsthand now that I got one daughter married and out of the house with a grandson. When they come over, I just watch how my wife just go into action. She will cook. She'll lay the spread out. And she just be so happy to have everybody at home around the table. I didn't realize what that meant till I saw it manifested in her. Praise the Lord. Also, I wanna say this. My wife was willing to sacrifice and actually cook a meal today for her family. But I watched how she. Let me put it this way: when she is cooking, there's a tremendous sacrifice that she makes because everybody got different likes and dislikes. Some can't eat this. Some don't want to eat this. Praise the Lord. You know how it is, mothers. But she realized that everybody got something a little that, and sometimes it's just your body can't take that in. It don't process it right. Right? So I just can't do it. But she realizes the likes and dislikes, and sometimes she's not just making one meal, she's making multiple meals for the family. Then I watched her that after she done all that, people still come in and say, I ain't hungry. And sometimes I'm one of them. I appreciate you, dear. I appreciate you.
I'm going a little further. I watched my wife, when we talk about a Proverbs 31 woman, I got one. I watched my wife get paid no more than $200 per week. No more than $200 per week. Sometimes not getting paid at all, but no more than $200 per week to watch over a school. And you go to any other school and they ask what their administrator making. But she was there making no more than $200 a week, sowing into the lives of other children. She made tremendous sacrifices. Tremendous sacrifices. Quit her job. Quit her job. I remember Brother Wesco calling me up, say, the Lord telling me to tell you, don't get satisfied on your job because he's going to take you off of that. And I was like, I can't see that right now. I need this money to take care of my family. You know what? And she said, Jack, that's not for you. That's for me. I said, what? She said, that's for me. I can't get satisfied on my job. I'm going to have to leave my job. You're going to leave your job. She left her job. She was about less than a year away from being fully vested and being able to get retirement benefits. She walked away in order to take care of other people's children in school. I thank God for a wife like that. I want to tell you today, your sacrifice might not have been noticed by others, but it was certainly noticed by God. I watched my wife delay school and her career in order to take care of our family. When I met her and we were courting, one of her desires was to grow up and be a nurse. That's what she wanted to follow, the footsteps of a relative. She wanted to grow up and be a nurse. And to those that might be nurses here, happy Nurses Week last week, I believe. Yeah, happy Nurses Week. But she wanted to be a nurse. But actually, if you ever sit down and really talk to my wife, you realize that she could be also a lawyer. But she gave all that up in order to be a mother. And I appreciate that. I really appreciate that. And not only that, I look at you know, these things where she could have been a nurse, she could have been a lawyer, could have been this, could have been that. But God chose for her to be the first lady at Spirit and Truth Tabernacle. And also blessed her to co-lead a home health business. She wanted to be a nurse, but now she's the co-owner of a home health business. God know how to turn things around. He's always mindful of our desires. And I just want to say, she truly is a virtuous woman. She's marked with courage. And she's my personal hero. So to your mothers, I just want to read a little poem here for you, and I'm going to close. This is Mysteries of Motherhood by Reb Bradley. It says, mother's hearing. She does not hear the car alarm, the neighbor's music, or the noise of playing children. But from the other end of the house, in the middle of the night, she will hear a child's slightest whimper. Mother's mind. She may not comprehend on how to use the latest technology, but she understands a child's heart whenever it hurts. Mother's strength. She may be too weak and exhausted to carry groceries in from the car. How many of y'all heard your mama say, come and get, help me get these groceries? She might be too weak or too exhausted to get the groceries from the car, but she's strong enough to intimidate any who threatens her children. Mother's memory. She may not remember where she put her keys or even the reason why she walked into the room, but she never forgets the wonderful things her children do and say. Mother's clothes. Her clothes aren't so perfect. They're stained by baby's burps and last month's lasagna. But each stain is a badge of love and service equal to any won by a soldier. Mother's hands. All she sees are the lines and wrinkles in her hands and longs for their youthful appearance. But she forgets their weak. She forgets their wear speaks of love, devotion, and sacrifice. Mother's shape. She sighs and moans when she cannot fit into the clothes of her youth. But her shape and stretch marks are like battle scars, which say, kids, you're worth it. Mother's eyes. The mirror tells her that her eyes lack sparkle, but the bags and fatigue betray love and burns bright all night long. Mother's career. She is haunted sometimes by what she could have been. But she equips generations and shapes the world's future. Mother's trust. She doesn't trust enough to let you near the strange dog or to climb to the tip-top branch. But she believes in you when you're discouraged and full of self-doubt. Mother's significance. She regrets her failures, mourns her anger, and she dreads she is warping her children's psyches. But she so tightly bonds her children to her heart that they will grow up, but not away. Happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers. Let's pray. Father, we want to take the moment. We want to take the time. We need to take more time, but we want to take this moment, this time, to first thank you for the mothers that you've given us. We wouldn't be the people that we are today. I believe every child in here could say that. We wouldn't be the people we are today if we didn't have the mother that you gave us. Thank you for shaping her, and thank you for making her, and thank you for molding her. Thank you for keeping her. Thank you for revealing yourself to her, because she could pass that down to us. God, we're truly grateful for what you've done. And for that, Father, we realize that we are next generation. We're raising kids and grandkids, and Father, we have to kind of take the same examples that our mothers taught us, and Lord, do the very best that we can. Father, we know that if you're leading us, we'll make it. We'll be just fine. I'm reminded of this quote, Lord, that the prophet taught, and maybe some mothers look around here today and they don't see all of their children gathered around, but the prophet told us that when mother sees the kid is gathered at the table at home, and she's just so happy to see everybody there, and dad there, just everybody in their proper places. It just gives such joy to a mother. It also says that if it does it that way on earth, then God, you won't let it be lacking in heaven. That somehow majestic fingers will unravel and untie the knots that are in, amen, the minds of our children. And God, somehow you'll bring them and set them free, that they will be able to gather at the table on the other side. We long for that. We look for that. I pray, oh God, that you would bless each and every mother that has walked through this church today, Lord, to hear the word of God. Bless them and keep them and strengthen them and encourage them. Lord, we claim all of them as Proverbs 31 women. Women of courage, women of valor, women of strength, women of God. These are your women. We ask that you continue to, Lord, just help them meet their needs in every way. Touch their bodies and encourage them and strengthen them in the midnight hour, God. Seems like everything's going wrong in their life. May they realize they can turn to you and know that all things are working together for good, because you called them according to your purpose. We just appreciate you, Lord Jesus. We love you. You alone deserve all of our glory, all of our honor, all of our praise. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Brother Solomon, I'll have you come and, amen, and just close out the service. We want to thank God for each and every one that's come to be with us. Precious, believe this is Pastor Miss Lily. Is that right, Lily? Amen. God bless you. Good to have you with us. Amen. On today, God bless you. Amen.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
Praise the Lord. Will you stand to your feet? How many appreciate that message? Amen. There's so much to be said about mothers. Brother Jack said a lot about Sister Burrs and Sister Erica. Pretty sure we all feel the same way about our mothers. Amen. And our wives. They're truly jewels to us. Amen. I got one question for you, mothers. You got milk. Praise the Lord. When demons come threatening your family, you got to have milk. Amen. We all have milk in our homes, and our home is back to the Word. It's flowing with milk and honey. So you pick up your sword of the Word, and you go ahead and declare battle on the enemy. Protect your children. Encourage your husband. You're a blessing. You're a blessing to us all. We love you. God bless you all. Happy Mother's Day. Amen. Praise the Lord. So sometimes when the enemy comes to your home, you got to open your mouth wide. Amen. There are some mothers here that desires children. Just open your mouth. You got to speak into the atmosphere. Amen. You train up your children the way that they should go. Amen. Like Brother Jack said, you speak positive things over your children. It shall come to pass. Amen. Let's sing this little song together.
I shall have what I decree. Yes, I believe it belongs to me. Oh, I shall have what I decree. Yes, I believe it belongs to me. So I'm gonna yes, I shall have what I decree, for I believe it belongs to me. Oh, I shall have, yes, what I decree. For I believe it belongs to me. So I'm gonna, yes, sir. Oh, so I'm gonna. Hey, come on, say. Say, speak it, declare it. Declare it. It's mine. It's mine. It's all mine. It's all mine. It's all mine. It's all mine. Speak it.
So I'm gonna gotta open your mouth. Oh, so I'm gonna Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, dear God, for your word today. Thank you for the encouragement that mothers are. Father, I'm so grateful that you blessed me with a mother, Lord God, that instructed me, Lord, that has so much compassion, Lord God. Father, and corrected us all the time when we were wrong. Father, I'm so glad, Lord God, to see that my children have the opportunity to experience the same thing, Lord God. And I'm sure all of my brothers feel the same way, Lord. We have found, Lord, the women of virtue, Lord God, the rare ones upon the earth. And we're so grateful, Lord God, to be assembled in a place with so many jewels, Lord God. They are a blessing to us all, Father God. And Lord God, we are an answer to prayer, Lord God. As Brother Jack was here and just some of the sisters when this church first started, Lord God, and how the sisters began to pray. And we have so many soldiers here, Lord, standing beside virtuous women, Lord. And we're so grateful, Lord, for how the sisters came together and cried out to you, Lord, and you answered their prayers. Thank you, Lord God, for our children being in the care of these virtuous women, Lord. We love you so much. Father, we thank you for our pastor and the word that he brought to us, Lord. We ask your blessings upon him, that you will continue to use them in a mighty way to bring your truth until you come to receive us all into glory. Bless our guests, our brothers and sisters that came from their different places, Lord. We pray, oh God, that they have been blessed abundantly, Lord God, with the service. And as we all prepare to leave this place, but not your presence, may you go with us all. Bring us all back at the appointed time as we commit ourselves to you. It's in Jesus Christ's precious and holy name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, saints. You all may have your seats, and our brothers come dismiss you. For our guests, God bless you. It was so good to have you all in the house of the Lord. Praise the Lord. So many familiar faces and so many friends that we love. God bless you all.